Yeah, so we're going to be talking about the cheerful topic of the immigration impact consequences of, you know, when companies downsize or otherwise do reductions in force, you know, which I think definitely for some of the folks in dealing with energy industry clients, among others, you know, this is probably going to be a very timely topic. So, you know, we've roughly kind of divided the presentation up into four sections. You know, initially we'll be talking about the impact of the termination itself on the employee and employer. Then we'll be having a few slides talking about the impact of the downsizing on non-terminating employees. Then the impact on the employer even after the terminations are done. And lastly, some advice for the employees who are terminated.
Okay, so for the first section, we're really going to, this is just providing a roadmap. We're going to be talking about non-immigrants, the people on your H's, L's, work visas, and how they're impacted. We're also going to go through some scenarios for non-immigrants who are in the process of obtaining their green card and how they're also impacted while they're going through that process. And then we're lastly going to talk about the immigrant employees, those who are green card holders, and the impact on them as well.
Okay, so as far as the non-immigrants go, you know, for employment-based non-immigrants, the termination itself can have an immediate adverse consequence on their immigration status because generally, you know, one of the requirements for them to maintain that status is that they have to be working in the authorized employment. So